He took Toad into a room off the hall and closed the door. The rat shook his head. "We won't save Toad by just talking to him," he said. "He'll say anything, and then just go and do what he likes." After about an hour the door opened, and a very sad and sorry Toad came out, followed by the Badger.
"My friends," said the Badger, looking pleased, "I am happy to tell you that Toad now realizes how silly he has been. He has promised never to get into a motor car again."
"That is very good news," said the Mole seriously. "Very good indeed," the Rat said, watching Toad's face carefully.
"Now, Toad," continued the Badger, "I'd like you to repeat your promise in front of your friends."
There was a long, long silence.
"No," said Toad suddenly. "No, I won't. I'm not sorry, and I haven't been silly at all. It was all wonderful, and I don't promise anything."
"What?" cried the Badger. "But in there you told me—"
"Yes, yes, I know," said Toad quickly. "You argue so beautifully, dear Badger, and I can't stop myself agreeing with you, but I've been thinking about it. I love driving. I'm a wonderful driver, and I promise you I'll go on driving forever. Boop, boop."
"I told you so, didn't I?" the Rat said to the Mole.
"Very well," said the Badger. "If you won't listen to reason, we'll have to try another way. We're going to stay with you in your house until you become sensible. Take him upstairs, you two, and lock him in his bedroom."